Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, we've got a packed show, Jane, with 15 stories covering everything from AI coworkers to new video generation tech.
It's certainly a busy day, Paul. We're seeing some really significant advancements that could change how we interact with AI, both at work and in our daily lives, you know?
Absolutely. Let's dive right into our top stories, starting with Anthropic. They've launched Claude Tag, which aims to integrate their AI assistant directly into Slack channels as an active coworker.
This is a fascinating move, Paul. It lets users delegate tasks like writing code directly within their existing workflows, making Claude much more embedded than just a chatbot. It's really pushing the idea of AI as a team member.
That's a huge step for workplace AI. And speaking of impressive generative tech, ByteDance has announced CDance 2.5, capable of generating 30-second 4K AI videos.
30 seconds of 4K video from a text prompt is pretty mind-blowing, Paul. This really pushes the boundaries of what's possible in video creation and could be a game-changer for content creators.
It certainly could. Moving on, OpenAI is expanding its Daybreak cybersecurity program, now with GPT 5.5 Cyber and a new partnership with IBM.
This is critical, Paul. Bringing advanced AI like GPT 5.5 Cyber into cybersecurity, especially with IBM's expertise, could significantly bolster defenses against increasingly sophisticated threats. It shows a serious commitment to AI safety.
Definitely. Also in the world of advanced AI, Quian has released its Quian Agent World series of language world models for agent simulation. That sounds pretty technical, Jane.
It does, but it's really interesting. These models are designed to predict how an environment would respond to an agent's actions, which is huge for training and evaluating AI agents in simulated environments. Think of it as creating a sandbox for AI to learn in.
That makes a lot of sense. And on the security front, researchers have proposed a role confusion framework to explain LLM prompt injection vulnerabilities.
This research, Paul, highlights how models can get confused between their own internal instructions and user input, especially if the user input mimics the model's internal style. The good news is, de-styling the input can significantly reduce attack success.
That's a crucial insight for making LLMs safer. Now, let's quickly pivot to some other big news. Meta has launched new $299 Ray-Ban AI smart glasses.
This is a big step for consumer-facing AI, Paul. Hands-free AI interaction through glasses could really change how we capture moments and access information on the go. It's bringing AI into our everyday vision.
Indeed. On a more serious note, Sam Altman's personal investments in OpenAI dealing companies are under scrutiny. He reportedly holds over $2 billion in these companies, but no direct OpenAI equity.
This raises some significant questions about corporate governance and potential conflicts of interest, Paul. Several attorney generals and the House Oversight Committee are now looking into this ahead of OpenAI's potential IPO.
That's definitely a story to watch. And another concerning development, leaked files detail Russia's social design agency building fake reference platforms to contaminate AI training data and search indices.
This is a new and alarming vector for misinformation, Paul. By seeding false narratives into the very data AI models were trained on, it could have a profound and insidious impact on the information landscape globally.
Absolutely.
Finally, a quick mention of IBM launching Kyuga, an open-source agent harness for enterprise AI, and OpenAI partnering with Broadcom for a new custom AI chip called Jalapeno. Both are important, Paul. Kyuga helps streamline agent development for businesses, while the Jalapeno chip signifies a push for more efficient, custom hardware to power LLM inference, which is vital for scaling AI. Thanks, Jane, for those insights, and that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, have a great day.